From the age of seven, I used to write books for my brother as birthday presents. They contained stories, poems, drawings, cartoons, and puzzles, and I used to sew the pages together to make them like real books. When my own birthday came around 9 months later, he would give them back to me, and since I have always had a poor memory, I would enjoy rereading them. In any case, there were very few books in Gran's house in Mid Wales, and I was used to making the most of each one, rereading it and inventing extra stories as I went along. We had a large cartoon Bible, and the Iliad and Odyssey also in cartoon form. Apart from those favourites, there were a few gardening books and Pilgrim's Progress, which I wasn't so keen to expand on. Then, when I was 13, and my mother was forced to leave Paris and come and take care of us in South Wales, the writing and painting turned serious. It became an escape from her, and the stories and poems I wrote had to be strong enough to feel safe. I would illustrate them and fill my sketchbooks with poems and pictures. The sketchbooks felt more like me than the thin girl who did as she was told and tried her best to keep invisible. Being not there in my imagination worked. She could say anything to me, create the most frightening atmosphere, and I would secretly slip into another world. This world was rich and full-bodied. My guide there was John Keats. I just had to recite Ode to a Nightingale, and I was there, among the stanzas of his airy citadel. His axiom that almost any man may, like the spider, spin from his own innards his own airy citadel was a lifeline. When the careers advisor asked me what I was going to do after I left school, I always replied that I wanted to be a poet and an artist, to which she would ask for a sensible option, so then I would repeat what my mother told me to say, that I would work as an interpreter. I couldn't imagine doing anything else apart from writing and making art. It was what I had to do. I was scared when adults said I couldn't do that because it wasn't a proper career. I had to go to art school because I knew there I would be allowed to create my own worlds. And I did. I made installations, rooms, figures, and my first college printed a collection of rather otherworldly and inaccessible poems. For 20 years, I alternated between sculpture and poetry, then eventually gave up sculpture to concentrate on writing. This meant that the poems had to take the place of sculptures. They still have to be as solid and livable in as installations or objects.